The football pundit Robbie Fowler had to apologise after saying two players were acting like a pair of girls on the BBC's Final Score programme. He was talking about an on-pitch bus stop. Let's have a listen to this.
Torres and Vertonghen were at each other's throat all game. You know, like a couple of girls, at, you know, like, you know, pulling each other's shirts and pushing each other. Yeah, well, obviously, I made a comment, obviously, about women's football. Look, I do apologise. I'm a big, big fan of Liverpool. Liverpool ladies, actually, who got a chance of winning the league tomorrow. So I'll be watching. Obviously, anyone at home who was offended, I am deeply sorry. So hope that's the end of that.
So that was the before and after. Mike Parry with us, the journalist. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the football fan, Elizabeth Nelson, member of the Feminist Network. Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, what do you make of this apology on the BBC for saying they were playing like a bunch of girls?
Are you talking to me, Steve?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Well, I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. I'm sorry. I know that, you know, you're going to think I'm sort of, you know, outraged of home counties and all this, but Robbie Fowler, when you look at the exact words that he said, and you've just played out his quote, like a couple of girls. Now, I think what he had in his mind at the time he was saying that was the very, very graphic image we'd just seen of Torres clawing at his opponent's throat. I mean, he did actually scratch him. Now, if you've been in any nightclub as a young man and seen two girls having a go at each other, that's what they do. Girls have nails which are longer than men's, and they use the nails as a weapon. That's why the word catfight is often associated with two women who are having an argy-bargy. I mean, if, for instance, these two guys had started punching each other with full-blown swing punches, and he said they were going at each other like Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, would that have been offensive to the boxing community? What I'm saying is he wasn't using women or females in a misogynistic way or in a way in which he was demeaning women. He was explaining, as best as he could physically, what the dispute between these two men looked like.
Elizabeth?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that I actually welcome the fact that he made an apology on air. And just to pick up on what Mike was saying, the difference between the example of saying they were fighting like a bunch of girls and saying they were fighting like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier is that the second example uses two very specific people who are boxers. That's their job, right? When you're saying they're fighting like girls, you're generalizing, first of all, an entire half the planet. But the other problem with that really is that he was using that when describing a situation that he found undesirable or abnormal in football. And when you are using the comparative of girls or women or gay people or black people or whatever to explain a situation that you find undesirable, you are undeniably connecting that group of people to that incident.
But there is language, Elizabeth, that is used every single day of the week, that if you unpicked every single word of it, someone could find offence everywhere, every second of every hour of every day. Now, do you genuinely think that a commentator saying they were playing like a pair of girls made people aghast? It's deeply offensive, isn't it? It deserved an apology on the BBC.
I think that it was quite good that the BBC picked up on it, particularly given what happened in 2011 with Andy Gray and Sean Massey and the comments that he made about female referees not knowing the offside rule and then the comments that he continued to make about her appearance. Yeah, and yes, there is language in everyday life that can be offensive, but I think that's what's important. It's not about PC gone mad. It's about recognizing the power of language.
Do girls fight like men?
Sorry?
Do girls fight like men?
No, girls don't fight like men. Elizabeth, I think it's very unfair of you to compare what Robbie Fowler said to a situation in which Richard Keys and Andy Gray were summarily dismissed by Sky or certainly pushed out of the organisation because of their offensive language. There was nothing offensive about this. You just said there he was describing a situation he found undesirable. He didn't. Robbie Fowler is a professional footballer. He's been involved in punch-ups like that on the pitch. He didn't find it undesirable. He was a co-commentator, an analyst in the game, and to the best of his ability, using his intelligence, which is pretty big, because I know Robbie Fowler, he was explaining to the audience what it looked like. And I mean, you must agree with me, Bridget, Elizabeth, I'm sorry, that you've seen girls go at each other and they use their nails to scratch each other because it's a weapon. That's why it's called catfight. Surely you've seen that happen between two women in some stage of your life, and therefore it was an adjective.
It's a negative stereotype, though, isn't it?
It's not a negative stereotype.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is. It's using a negative stereotype about women to describe a situation that's not connected. And whether or not Robbie Fowler intended it to be misogynistic, which, very likely he didn't, that's what happened when he used sexist language. And the point that I'm trying to make as well is that we have way too high of a tolerance in society for sexist language and sexist jokes, that we do not have the same tolerance for racist language, homophobic language, and we shouldn't have tolerance for any kind of derogatory language like that. But for some reason, we seem to be perfectly willing to accept sexist language.
So when you hear this other phrase sometimes used, you know, that you'll be hitting them over the head with your handbags, and, you know, handbags at dawn and all this type of stuff, is that offensive too?
Well, I have to admit that as an American, that's not a phrase that I'm particularly familiar with, but I suppose it's likely coming from the same place.
You know, that would be, to my mind, that would be stigmatising women. Oh, handbags at dawn, hitting each other with handbags. Now, that gives me the image of a Les Dawson-type mother-in-law character going around swinging a handbag. You see what I mean?
How is that any different from the example that you use, which is women in nightclubs with their long nails that are automatically longer than men's going at each other?
That actually happens.
But I don't see the difference.
No, Elizabeth, that actually happens. When women have a go at each other, you must have seen it. You see it in Coronation Street. You see it in Emmerdale and EastEnders. That's what women do. When they lash out at each other, they, generally speaking, go, use their nails, they scratch each other. It happens. And to say it doesn't is, you know, is blanking the truth. It does happen. Now, then to refer to it as a description of what happened between two men is in no way offensive.
Yeah.
It's not offensive.
I think actually...
Spokesperson for the BBC said, Robbie made a comment during the live studio chat and was concerned that it had caused offence, so decided to make an apology before the end of the show. Tommy's in Carrickfergus. What do you think, Tommy?
Even, I think it's political correctness gone mad. The lady who was on there, Janet, put her point of view, which obviously she's entitled to. But my goodness, look, the fella made one comment. He didn't say anything about colour. He didn't say anything about race or religion. He called them a pair of girls. Torres is a girl. He wears a hairband. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just goes about, they're like a girl, so I mean, they were fighting like a girl.
Now, what do you mean, he goes about, they're like a girl? What are you trying to say?
I'm a Liverpool supporter, you know, so you have to go and see where I'm coming from here.
Yeah, but what are you trying to say, he goes about like a girl?
What are you trying to say? Yes, they prance about, not just him. Look at the money they're on, right? They prance about on the field, so they do. If they're touched at all, they're down like Nelson. The play the girls sometimes, sorry, I apologize, the girls actually play better, because see the England team, Northern Ireland women's team and all those different other women's teams, they can play better sometimes than the fellas. And I think he's actually wrong and actually apologising.
Go on, Elizabeth.
One comment.
If I could just jump in there, that caller there, I think you said his name was Tommy, if that was correct.
Correct.
It just perfectly proved my point. With this first sentence saying it's not as if we're talking about race or religion.
That's right.
This is the point. Why is it okay? Why is it okay to use negative examples of women, but you would never, ever condone someone speaking that way about someone's race or religion? You're making massive generalizations about women that are offensive, that are completely out of place, not only in society, but within sport, which is supposed to be inclusive and open to everyone. And I find that very worrying, and I think it shows that sexism within sport is still very rife and still a very big problem. And whether or not Robbie Fowler intended to be misogynistic, it's good that this is even being discussed at this point.
Stephen, what would be nice is to know what prompted the apology. Because if it was three people who complained, considering millions of people were watching it, are we always in future going to pander to the tiniest minorities who, for one reason or another, have an objection to something which the vast majority doesn't have an objection to and doesn't care about? Why, you know, what was the mechanism that suddenly triggered this bizarre apology half an hour later when Robbie Fowler, you know, who's got an outstanding record as an international footballer, is apologising to people he doesn't even know?
Well, the inference from the BBC statement is that Robbie decided to apologise himself and wasn't asked to. Now, you can't really tell from that statement. It's carefully worded by the BBC. But the inference is that he chose to apologise himself.
What, you mean suddenly Robbie half an hour later thought, hang on, now what I said half an hour ago, I described them as like a couple of girls, which was his exact expression. I think he suddenly then reflected and thought, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Something must have prompted it. And I assume it was somebody in that studio keeping an eye on Twitter, because, you know, everybody's got an opinion on Twitter these days. And once one or two or three were spotted, then somebody made a decision to say, let's apologise. But, you know, I really would like to know what the mechanism behind it is, Because, look, I'm broadcasting to you now. Is there a rule book there somewhere with a list of what you can say, what you can't say in it? Because if there is, I need to know before I go around offending a tiny minority of people.
Yeah, listen, nearly everything's said in this show, so don't worry about that. Mike, thank you. Elizabeth, thank you very much indeed.